My name is Lázaro Maral. I'm an illustrator and artist, and I work with the medium of silk screening and mono printing. I have various workshops that I teach around Dade County and in Key West. I have a permanent beginner's silk screening class at the Art Center South Florida on Lincoln Road in the print room. I also have an advanced class that deals with the individual student's project or experiments with what I taught in the first class. When you come into my classroom, I try to drill into the student the idea that they're basically making a stencil. That's an open area that you're pushing or squeegeeing paint through. And what is the negative area that you don't want to print, and what is the positive area that you do want to print? Once the student gets comfortable with the idea of a two-color separation and registration, so everything syncs up, everything is aligned the way the artist wants it, then we go into how to make the stencil a silk screen. So you're learning a mechanical process, but with this medium that I'm teaching, you can actually create original pieces. An image that looks flat could actually start looking three-dimensional. Then I briefly go into teaching the student about monoprinting and this technique that I've developed that you combine silk screening and monoprinting. This is where the student really gets bitten by the printing bug. And that's where they start going more creatively. Because when people think of silk screen, they think t-shirts, they think repeated images. But once they come into the print room and come to my environment and the way I teach, they start seeing all these other variables. That's the exciting part. That's where I get off on seeing their faces. And you really don't need to be an illustrator or an artist to take my class. This could be worked as an abstract image and working with colors. The monoprinting effect with silk screening creates a three-dimensional design on a flat surface. Monoprinting is exactly what it says. It's one of a kind, but a print. I try to get the artists to draw their initial drawing on an acetate and use it as a guide, because we use pieces of plexiglass to apply our ink on. We put that on top of the drawing, and we put our ink accordingly to the drawing, the original drawing that's going to be used as a silk screen. And we make at least 10 prints. But each print that they use, a monoprint, they keep adding color to it. They can get different effects. Sometimes the monoprint looks like a woodcut. Sometimes it's just color. There's other techniques that we use and tools. We use Q-tips, we use brushes, we use burnishers, rollers, to apply the color onto the plastic. But once we put it through the monoprinting machine, it's about 60 years old. It was donated from the University of Miami to the Art Center. Those things get printed. Then we make the silk screen, and we get those prints, and we print on top. So everything lines up. We register everything. And what you end up is these incredible prints, that each one is one of a kind.